Hey, Mildred. I got the check from downstairs. Why is it so dark in here? Why you got this music playing?
Boy, you know why I got the music playing. It's time.
Time? Time for what?
You know what it's time for. It's time for you to put that thing on.
What thing you talking about, Miss Mildred?
Why don't play fool with me? You know what I'm talking about. It's time for you to put that thing on me. I'm ready to get that meat missile. You understand me?
Miss Mildred, I really don't have time.
I don't give a damn what you got time for. You better make some time for old Mildred tonight. Look at Miss Mildred's face. Do it look like I give a damn? I don't. Okay? I don't give a damn. I'm hot. I'm hot and ready like Little Caesars. And it's time for you to do what you're supposed to do with me. You understand me? Now pull your pants down. Let me see what you're working with. Miss Mildred, pull your goddamn pants down, young man. Why is it bald?
Always have it bald. I don't like hair. Hair itches.
I don't like that, young man. I don't like it at all. I like it to look like Busch Gardens Williamsburg down there. You understand me? I want to feel like I'm running through the jungles of Madagascar. Not no shaved little boy. I don't like that. You need to let your hair grow. I want to feel like I'm being chased by the Loch Ness Monster. Now, you got a nice size on you, but not the size I'm used to. I'm used to, oh, Lord, I'm used to old Frank. I used to have to suck his in sections. That thing was so huge. But it'll have to do tonight. I want you to dislocate both my hips tonight. Is that understood?
Miss Mildred, I ain't gonna be able to.
Is that understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what I want you to do is go in there, in that bathroom. I got a wash rag and soap on the sink. You need to wash your hind eyes.
Miss Mildred, I already took a shower today. I don't need to take no wood.
I don't care what you did, okay? I smell you from here. You smell like four cheese ravioli. Turning my stomach something terrible. Now you need to go in there, wash your hind parts, and you need to get back in here and enter old Mildred from behind.
Miss Mildred, ain't nobody doing
it. Enter me from behind, young man!
Hey, what's up, this FaZe? Just trying to holler at y'all, see what's going on. Had a lot on my mind, reminiscing, trying to figure out these things that are going on my mind. Trying to figure out some puzzles. I'm not here to start nothing. I ain't trying to start nothing. Just got some things that I want to get done. Some things that I want to get solved. Some things I want to enlighten myself with. So maybe y'all take a time and get the opportunity to stop by and listen to my thoughts. Hope so. Very intellectual. So, if you get time, just holler at me. I'm reminiscing all in my room, just trying to figure out a whole lot of things. Until then, y'all have a great day, and thank you for coming in and listening to me. Thanks.
Still miss you, I admit. Sit here and act like you didn't mean a thing to me. At times it was heaven sent. And the way your skin used to feel like your smile was a melody. I don't want nothing to be strange. Just because we went our separate ways. Think about when I used to treat you like my meal. Memory phone with your body, my print is still on it. Wanna call you over right now. I know it's best that we keep our distance. Feel like there's something missing when you're not here with me. Maybe in the future we can be. Ooh. Ooh. Probably ain't getting back together, but that don't mean I can't wish you better. We ain't good, good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, good, but we still.
Yeah. Oh, oh,
oh. Why didn't you marry your child's father?
Why didn't I marry my daughter's father? Because I didn't want to. And he was, I mean, we were not, that was not the path that I took for a reason.
I'm asking why.
I just didn't want to. He wasn't marriage material. That wasn't where we were at.
But he was birth material.
Yeah, he was someone that I did have a child with.
No, ma'am.
And that's okay.
See, I want you to, I mean, and see, the reason I'm doing this, ma'am, the reason I'm doing this is I want you to understand these women are so much character driven. And I want you to listen to the answers. Get over my tone. Listen to the intent. These character-driven women, I asked you a question. She's not being direct. It's not something I wanted to do. Then why did you make a baby with her?
I wanted to. Why did you make a baby with who you wanted to make?
And there we go. There we go. There we go. When they start answering questions with questions, they're triggered and deflected. This is all it is. Your child's father.
You're gonna hit me though. You're gonna hit me though. Is you?
Is
you? Call my daddy right now.
Sis, can I share something with you? You can't talk to your husband like that. You can't talk to your man like that. How do I know? Because he's fed up. He's already left mentally. He's about to leave physically. Why? Because you go back and forth with him. You talk to him in any kind of way, using any type of voice. You say whatever you want to say. You go back and forth with him. Your man actually feels like he's living in a house with a whole other man. And that you go to him toe to toe as if like you're going to box with him or something. And he's sick of it. He's tired of feeling like he has to use his authority, come down on you hard in order to get the very simple things done. Because you think you're the man. You think you're the head. You think that your voice must be heard. You think that you must always give your opinion. You feel like you can say what you want, how you want, and he's just supposed to take it because he loves you, and he's tired of it. He's so tired of it, you're about to lose him and have no clue. I need you to understand that it is imperative that you learn how to speak to your husband with respect and honor. Remember that today. Carry on or lose him.
You know, we discussed like expectations, and I told him my expectations when it comes to a man. I was like, my man has to protect and provide. Like every man I've been with took care of me. Every single man I've been with or whatever. And he was like, you know, baby, that's fine because that's the type of man I am anyway. So I'm like, all right, cool. And mind y'all, when I was single, I took care of everything by myself. I even bought my own house. I took care of my kids. It wasn't on no government assistance. Like I held it down. So if I can do that, then I feel like my man should be able to do that. So he came home and he was like, you know, babe, I lost my job. I'm like, all right, cool. So a month later, like the bills, it was time for the bills or whatever, you know, and I'm like, you know, the bills due, babe, or whatever. And he was like, okay, you know, I'm not working. And I'm just in a month, like it's all kind of hustles. You could have been doing something or whatever. So I told him, I said, look, if I pay these bills, are you going to pay me the money back? This man had the nerve to tell me, why should I pay my wife back for paying our bills? I told this man from day one, my money is my money and his money is our money. Why should I spend my money paying the bills? Like, no, he should have paid me back. So that's when I decided, like, I can't be with this man no more. So I had sex with his homeboy. Like, we all cool. I texted his homeboy or whatever. You know, we went together. I met up with him. And we was chilling, we was drinking or whatever. And I started venting, you know, like I started getting emotional. One thing led to the next. I did not purposely mean to do what I did with his friend, but things happen. Like y'all understand what I'm going through. So he didn't stick to what he agreed to. Like that's not love. If you love me, you gonna pay them bills. You gonna do what you told me you was gonna do as a man. Like everybody coming for me and stuff like that. And it's not okay. It's not okay.
Y'all have to see this foolery.
You invited me out to come to eat. And that was not even my idea. That was your idea, right? And I'm offering to pay half, but you want me to pay the whole thing?
I'm the woman. I shouldn't have to pay anything.
But you invited him, and you can't accept half? Wow.
But this was your idea to come out. You're the one that invited me out.
And you're the man, so you have to pay the bill.
Says who?
Who made that goddamn rule?
Says me. What do you mean?
In what book is that written in?
And that's just a rule. You pay the whole bill or you sleep on the couch.
I ain't even trying to go to your house. I'm trying to go home.
Joke's on you, hot cat mama.
Because you're the man and you're responsible for the bill.
I'm about to take my goddamn card back in my wallet because it's some bullshit right there.
Now your unappreciative, entitled ass is responsible for the whole goddamn bill.
You know when I was ordering all that shit? I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's your problem, not mine. And I'm still trying to offer, I'm going to pay half of it. Are you going to pay half?
No.
See, this is the bullshit I'm always talking about. Women think because you're the man, you got to pay for it. But they want to be independent black women. She's paying for it.
Okay. She's paying? You're making
She's
her
definitely
pay
paying for the whole thing.
You're making her pay?
Yep.
That
she is.
Doesn't seem right.
What do you mean it's not right?
It doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right.
Don't invite no man out if you're not willing to pay. He offered to pay half, which was very generous of him because he probably should have just said, I'll pay for my food only. And then she ordered up $300 worth of food. She ain't nothing but a goddamn red flag with legs.
Let me tell you something about marriage that a lot of people do not understand. A defensive spouse is a product of divorce. Let me repeat that. A defensive spouse is a product of divorce. I always say this. When your spouse is speaking to you, listen not to be defensive. Listen to understand. And don't respond to attack. Respond with a solution. Many people in marriage listen to be defensive. How they can make themselves seem correct in the situation. Others respond with an essence to attack. That is not communication. That is a fight and a war. Learn communication expertise in the area of marriage, and that is listen to understand and speak to be a solution in your union.
See, that's why I always promote about healthy and thick communication. And we got to realize that we as black men and black women, that, you know, our whole mindset is destroyed on how the Caucasian man and the Caucasian woman attacked how we deal with each other, how we bond with each other, how we loved and protect each other. They tore all that down and made us the way we are now. And I hope y'all hear a whole lot of this stuff that, you know, people should take accountability about how they are. We hear a lot of things about the mindset of women and what they trajectory, what they think they should have. What is all this coming from? I'm asking the elder women and the mothers of the congregation, what does all this come from about how the mindset of our black women are? This is not to tear each other down. It's the way to analyze the problem so that we can learn how to deal with each other so we can build our nation. This is all about nation building. It's not about attacking this person, but my mother always say, a hit dog will always holler. So, if you hollering or feeling a certain type of way about things, about these subjects, because we already have a lot of guys talking about what other guys should do for women. You know what I'm saying? We got these UCK boys, these up boys. These are the up boys be pushing narratives to the women like this. Oh, these brothers should pay all they did. These brothers should do all this. These brothers should pay all her bills. These brothers should, you know what I'm saying? These are what these up boys are saying. These up boys are so feminine, and they so feminine in their femininity that they can't get a woman, so they got to process their mindset on this. It's a balance. When our foremothers and forefathers didn't have nothing in slavery, what did they do? They had that balance. Just like my man said, we always ready to attack somebody when they given their mindset or how they feel about it, instead of the other person taking it and try to find reason with it, they want to go back with glove. Our nation is messed up, man, and relationship wise, we already know this. See, if you're not a true righteous woman, and you can't see that our nation is messed up in relationship wise, how we communicate with each other, how we deal with each other, and all this. This was created by the Caucasian man and the Caucasian woman, and this is the product of the Caucasian man and the Caucasian woman. This is the product of us, black man and black woman. This is the product of us today in the hands of the white man and the white woman. You already know this. You already know the propaganda they put on us. You already know the mindset they put on us. And then they wanted to follow behind a Caucasian woman, Margaret Thatcher, talking about women's right. And my mindset is the black man and the black woman was in them fields together. The black man and the black woman was being whipped and chastised and manipulated and all these unrighteous things to them. The black man and the black woman. Now, how? Tell me. How? When the white woman start putting out her liberation, her game on the black woman to lead the black man. Because all this is a game for the black woman to lynch on to the white woman narrative so that they can leave away from the black man. And this is what happened today. If that's not true, why is this is today world happening? When they set this up, why is the setup like this? Why we can't get along? Why can't I love my woman the way a man should love a woman, and a woman love a man the way she should love a man? You know, and being a single man and looking at all these things, trying to analyze, you know what I'm saying? And going through my experience of trying to be true to women, trying to be lovable, not trying, I am lovable and all this, because I had to change my mindset. You know, I'm that you don't know how much value I have within myself. All you look is what you see now, but what's the value within myself? And that's the mindset that, you know, women want this because they see this. But what is the value of what you see this? That's why we got a whole lot of divorces. But if you see the value of what I have within inside myself, what my spirit, my soul, my heart, and everything is in position, then everything else is a walk in the park. But the first thing we got is runners. The first thing we got, if we have an agreement or disagreement, or you feel a certain type of way, especially females that supposed to be bald, supposed to be, oh, I can get any man they want. Yeah, you can get any man you want, but all he gonna do is bust a nut, stay with you for a couple of months, and he gone. But what's the value in that? So you just a rag doll. And then the mindset is, a man date a woman, she bringing three children to the table, and you obligated to take care of those three. If not, you're not a good person, you're not a good man, you're not a good provider. But our mindset, this is another man family that he had left. That's what the mindset is when I think about it. Now, she had a family, because a family is when a man and a woman join together and have children. That's a family. So when she leaves her husband or they go their separate ways, that's his family. That's his family coming from his loins that he created. Now, you oozing up in there in the family that he created, and then a lot of disturbance in that. So the mindset is, and then they think, you know, I ain't gonna say all of them, but you could hear them from their mouth. That's why I don't say nothing, I let you hear. Then women that do have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 children think that it's good to have good confidence, but you got to be realistic. A woman that have one baby is better than having a woman that have two babies. A woman that have two babies better than having a woman that have four babies. A woman that have three babies is better enough to not be dealing with it at all. Because a man that had three babies by this woman, how can she be a wife to you? How can she mush in what y'all having if she got all these other people that she got to cater to and do all this from the man that she had a family by? See, if we was in that mindset like that, well, you have a family with that man, and you expect me to do this. No. Then I can't get all, just like if a single woman didn't have no children and you date her, then what is it? She don't have no barrier. She don't have no, all her energy is promoted to you. But when women have children, she giving you half of her energy. And she expect 999% of everything you got. So what's the mindset of that? That's why, fellas, we got to understand the game, man, and how the game presented to us. It's not, you trying to be like, no. Look at it as a realistic mindset, because all I'm doing, in order for us to build our nation, we got to cut out that bull crap. And I'm showing you the bull crap that we need to cut out and the mindset that we need to cut out. And having women stop promoting these things to these younger women. Where's the mothers out here? And when I see mothers, I'm talking about women that have values, women that have much, much value and much, much substance. Because if you believe that it's good for you to go out here and show your front parts and you in your 50s, there's something wrong with you. If you in your 50s and you continue coloring your hair green, yellow, orange, purple, there's something wrong with you. Some things, when we get old, we gotta let go. When I was a child, I thought and I act like a child. But most of us in our 50s, 40s, and 30s is still acting like a child. And when I became a righteous person, I put away the childish things.
There's too much mouthiness because a lot of our sisters do not know how to talk to men. And I think we got to be honest with this. And it's not even just Black women, it's American women don't really know how to talk to men. This is why, if you notice, a woman will talk to a man with a level of aggression, and then she'll go and talk to her son like he's her man. And guys, feel free, if you guys disagree with what I'm saying, I want to hear from you guys in the comments. A woman will talk to the man she's married to or in a relationship with a level of aggression and disrespect, and then she will turn around and talk to her son as if her son is her man. She'll give him all the love and all the attention. She'll give him all the space. And the man in her life is sitting up here like, hold on, first of all, how are you talking to... Now, I helped create this kid. And because I'm not your own flesh and blood, because, you know, a lot of our women have a bad habit of saying, you know, men come and go, but your kid's going to be there forever. And that's a dang on lie. We should not be putting the pressure on our kids to be there forever. It's supposed to be the other way. Who we have children with and who we decide to get married to, that's supposed to be forever. And we're supposed to position our kids to go leave the nest, build their own families, contribute to society. But what we do is we make spouses out of our kids and we make roommates out of our spouses.
Just let me ask you a question. Why is it that your woman's intuition only seems to work when you think he's cheating or you think he's messing with somebody else or he's moving foul or he's entertaining somebody else? It works 100% of the time then, but when it comes to seeing that he's unhappy, that he needs something for you, from you, that his needs aren't being met, that he can't be vulnerable with you because you're not a safe space emotionally, like everything that would be beneficial to him, you can't seem to see that or your intuition doesn't kick in then. The problem is you using your woman's intuition in a positive way to help your man in this relationship means that you have to take accountability for what you're not doing on your end, which is why he can't give you what it is you're saying you need from him emotionally. Does he want to give you that? Yes, absolutely. Can he trust you to give you that? No, because you only see what you want to see. You look at that man and you can see everything he's doing wrong, but you can't look at him and see into him to see that he's not getting what he needs from you and he's unhappy. I want you to fix that, because what's going to happen is you're going to let your woman's intuition, your spidey senses, your gut feeling, whatever it is, you're going to allow that insecurity to push your relationship to a place of no return. And then he's going to walk out, he's going to heal, and he's going to end up being with the woman who gives him exactly what it is he was looking for, because he understands by dating you exactly what it is he does not want from the next woman. So low key, you're actually going to help him find a better mate for...
See, fam, you know, it's kind of hard, it's kind of rough, you know, and it's hard, and it shouldn't be hard to have a relationship, it shouldn't be hard to care and love for somebody, but that right there was taken away from us, that how we communicate and how we move together was taken away from us, now that, you know, I can only speak for myself, you know, I'm a good dude. Some of the things in my life is not where I want to be. But my mindset is doing the right thing. Do what I can and let the Most High figure this out, or have me figuring it out, what the Most High got me moving. And you know, when the Most High dealing with you and got you moving in positions and got things going on with you that can't get you what you really wanted. Somebody cares for, you know, sometimes, and I understand, you know, it's a seeds for everything. You know, we might want to be in a relationship with somebody, but maybe it's not a season for you. Maybe you still have more growth, or maybe that person you're trying to deal with is not ready for a person like you. And I understand there's a lot of women is not ready for a person like me. You know, I got too much fire and too much fire within me that, you know, it gonna burn. I don't have to be disrespectful in any different type of way. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna focus on doing the righteous thing and learn how to be lovable. You know, in order to be lovable, you got to walk that walk of being lovable, regardless of how things come at you and how people come and disrespect you. But you know, when they disrespect you, that's on how you dealing with people. Oh, I don't deal with them no more. I'm this, I'm that. You know, and a lot of people think high value. Now, see, when I'm looking at you, what is high value now, right now in America? What is high value now, right now in America? America is falling down right now. American money is going to doo-doo paper. America is giving all these immigrants the security and all the money that they want. America is getting Israel billions and billions of dollars. And the other one, billions. Ukraine, billions and billions of dollars. The common man and common woman in America is falling down. They're drifting. And I hear these, oh, let's build. Where is you building up? What is you building up? See, we so much in a delusional state that what were we building up? We now the Most High tearing everything down and letting us build us up within. How to be a nation, how to deal with each other, how to correspond with each other, and how to get to this level as a nation. That's what the main trajectory. And we sitting out here, you know, thinking this 9 to 5 gonna keep on riding on through. But the main ejection is, what is the main thing right now? What is the high value thing right now? If you're not in the 12 tribes, if you ain't in the 12 tribes of Israel, the Most High chosen people, if you're not focused on yourself and trying to be the better self that you can and doing the commandments of the Most High to the best you can and work on them. Because all this right here getting ready, all this right here is going to be destroyed. And they manipulate us so much, especially our women. You know, the white woman submit to her husband. The Chinese woman submit to her husband. You know, all these other nationality women submit to their husband. But the common black man, the common black woman has a problem. And I see the problem because they was trained from a white woman how to treat their man. But they don't understand that the Caucasian woman don't know how to love like the black woman do. So they done manipulate our mind. They took our togetherness away. They put all these crafty counsel. And what's the story now, sister?
Sis, can I share something with you? We were lied to. We were lied to when we were told that we must fight men, that we must try to be equal with men, that we must demand our way, that we must be heard at the expense of peace in our homes. We were lied to when we were told that submission is slavery, because the reality is submission to your husband is power under control. So many women, if I dare say not most women, are not submitted to their husbands. I want to ask you a question. How's that been working for you? He doesn't listen to anything you say. He doesn't half the time want to be around you. And even in the important decisions, when he does need your advice, he won't take it because you've never submitted to him. We have been lied to, tricked, and bamboozled. Submission is the way to gain your husband's heart. Submission is the way to get all the things that you've been fighting for. You don't get them outside of submission. You've been lied to. And I want to tell you the truth. And the truth is, submit to your husbands, and everything that you've been fighting him for, he will give it to you willingly. He will give it to you happily. He will do anything for you. A woman that submits to her husband can have the world. Remember that today and carry on.
I know she wants some get back. She out here trying to get a lick back. Now my toxic ass can't have that. So I left before she ever got a lick back. Yeah. I left before she ever got a lick back. Yeah. Well, I done cheated on my girl now. I know she wants some get back. I know she wants some. She out here trying to get a lick. Now my toxic ass can't have it.
Now my toxic ass can't have it.
So I'll leave before I ever have to feel that. That's right.
Women are not bosses. I'm sick of the narrative that black women are strong, independent.
I didn't say strong, independent.
We're not.
Boss.
A man does not want a woman who says she's a boss.
Insecure men don't want a boss.
They respect you as your singer, that's and they're pandering funny. Because of your talent. But are they taking you home and saying, "That's my wife"?
Somehow.
There's a difference.
Somehow, that's a
between your art and being a wife. Because the Bible, you talked about being a Christian, but it says the older women need to teach the younger women, and younger women need to be submissive. But you know how many young women are not submissive to what men say? But you say you're a Christian woman.
Okay.
You can't be a Christian woman and buck against what men are saying. That is anti-biblical, it's anti-God, it's anti-Christ, and it makes you the great Babylon.
I'm going to be honest
with you. But don't claim Christianity if you're not willing to submit to what men are telling you. A lot of women are Christian feminists. But you claim Christianity when it works in your favor. But you put down men and say, you're rebellious. You are anti-Christ and you are the Jezebel.
She's speaking nothing but facts. I mean, I talk to Christian women all the time about this, and they... A lot of us don't understand that our submission and obedience to our husbands is unto the Lord. If you're rebelling against your husband, you're rebelling against God. Take it to God. Pray about it. Read your Bible. I would not suggest going to a church and asking them about it because feminism has infiltrated them too.
Sis, can I share a hard truth with many of you? You're a narcissist. Yeah, I said it. So many women like to call men narcissistic, but the reality is that modern women today are extremely narcissistic. How do I know? Everything is about you. You don't take accountability for anything. You don't be the person that you want the man to be. You believe that everything is about you, for you, and will always be about you. You think every man who does not give you everything you need and everything that you want is somehow controlling or manipulative, yet you're disrespectful, got a bad attitude, have not developed yourself to the level that you want other people to be. You want men to take care of you, though you bring nothing to the table but sex and a bad attitude. You think all men are dogs. Yes, you do as much dirt as he do. You just keep yours under the cover. You think everything about you. And if a man is not constantly pandering to you, telling you that you're wonderful and that you're everything that he needs, he somehow doesn't love you and doesn't treat you well enough. If we really want to use this word narcissist, women, take accountability and get yourself together, because the reality is you're the real narcissist. Remember that today and carry on.
We've been official for 4 years.
Okay.
What's the hold up on marriage?
What's the rush?
Common sense.
Are you married?
You want to do it with me?
I'm just saying, are you married?
Okay, see, here's what we're about to do. Here's what we're about to do right here. No, because you want to tell women. I want to tell your stupid ass to stay off my channel. See, you get these bonnet fools in these 4-year dead-end relationships who get mad because ain't nobody going to marry them. And then when you ask them what the problem is, they get mad because they realize they riding with Dirty Dick Rodney and he's just using them for your body. And then when he get tired of you, he's going to go marry the hotter, younger, more cooperative version of you. Don't get mad at me because you stupid.
You talk about us women a lot. You target the young women, which are weak. We're not...
What's the criticism? Okay, do me a favor. Make it short. What's the criticism of critique? What is the issue?
Okay, why do we have to... Our mothers have to teach us how to be wives.
Who else is supposed to teach you?
Ourselves. We can, I mean, that's what life is about. Learning. Most of our moms are not there all the time. Some woman doesn't have mother.
Stop. Women are supposed to teach themselves how to be wise.
No, I didn't say it's supposed to. I did not say supposed to.
You said why are mothers supposed to teach us how to be wise? I said who's supposed to teach you? You said ourselves.
No.
That's what
I
you said.
Listen.
Who do you think you're talking to? Don't tell me to. Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I will shut this shit down.
You're intimidated. It's okay.
I'm not intimidated by you. I'm not intimidated by you, sweetie. I don't know why you women think somebody's intimidated by you. I'm just not going to let you act.
Okay, I apologize. Don't cut me off.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not intimidating, dear. Why would I be intimidated?
I'm not trying to be intimidated.
Our women are so quick to try to buck up to a man like y'all can whoop somebody's ass. This is... You're backed up by a system that makes you feel powerful in the face of me. Ma'am, this is my platform.
You just
talk crazy. You can't use a bigger voice than me. You can't win that way, okay? The way you do this is you reset. You don't over. You can't.
Okay. I'm disrespecting my husband because I'm friends with a man?
It's not that you're friends with a man. The point is you're not listening to him. Like, again, love to men is respect. It's saying, you know what, I might not agree with this, but I respect your judgment, so I'm going to go with it. I'm going to do what you say. But, like, men don't want an argumentative woman.
I don't deal with women and how they nag because y'all like men, but it is exhausting. It's emotionally exhausting dealing with a woman who's highly neurotic, highly disagreeable. Everything bothers her. Nothing is ever good enough. She has a problem with every minuscule thing that pops up, and then she just exaggerates problems and issues to the point to where the only thing you want to do is get away from her. And that's a very real thing that a lot of men experience. I've dealt with it, and as I said, it's not intuitive when you deal with a woman after you've dealt with a woman like that and you move on to another woman. It's just heuristics. You already know. I've seen this story before. This woman is going to be a headache, and that's essentially what we try to get away from. These women are migraines, and they create a lot of issues over the simplest things. You can't even communicate effectively with them because they're not willing to listen, they're not willing to understand, and they don't see the flaws and the things that they do wrong, especially when it comes to how they project.
That interrupting stuff, bro, that's disrespectful. Because one, you're not listening, and two, I know a lot of men, they haven't even got into what they're really trying to get into. Right. Many times, the moment you bring up the situation, whatever the topic is, let's say it's a problem with you not cleaning up. And I tell you initially, I'm getting into it. Then you initially went, well, the last time you did it, it's like, bro, can you let me get my shit off? Because when you're talking, I'm sitting there quiet. I'm listening to everything you're saying, taking it in. But when it's my time to speak, give my grievance, we can never finish it. A lot of men go through this. I've talked to a lot of men about this. It happens all the time. This is common. So I don't know what it is, ladies, but we got to fix it. The more men that feel heard, the more he'll come to you and be open with you and be vulnerable with you.
If you're having a baby with them, why are they not eligible?
If you're having a baby with them, that doesn't make them eligible, though.
Well, then that's your problem. Okay, well, then whose problem is that?
I'm not saying it's anybody's problem.
Oh, it is somebody. No, no, it is somebody's problem. If a woman is having a child with a man who's not eligible, whose fault is that?
So none of, in that 60%.
If a woman is having a child with a man who's not eligible, whose fault is that?
And we're not counting.
If a woman is having a child with a man who's not eligible, whose French toast fault is that?
But we're not.
If a woman is having a child with a man who is.
Right, I know. So I heard.
Whose fault is the fact that she chose a man who is ineligible to make a baby for?
How to respect a man. They were taught about love. If he makes you feel this way, he's the one. If he does this for you, he's a keeper. And the reason why women were never taught that is because it takes women out of their comfort zone. And we've always been taught that relationships should always center around the woman. This is a very dangerous ideology because it neglects the importance of respect for the man. Respect builds trust. So if you don't respect him, he will never trust you. Love, on the other hand, is a feeling of affection towards someone or something. This is why you can love a car. You can love a house. It's an emotion. And like all emotions, it can be very fleeting. It changes. Respect, though, is accepting someone for who they are, even if it means that they're different from you and you don't always necessarily see eye to eye. Respect is accepting someone for their own individuality. It's very rare that a man is accepted for being a man, and that's why respect to a man is essential. Contrary to popular belief, love is not an action word because it has no responsibility attached to it. I could love my car and still get rid of it. I could love my home but still sell it. The same way a woman can claim that she loves you but still cheat on your ass. But I can't claim to respect you and treat you any kind of way. Because if I say I respect you, that means that I now have a moral obligation to treat you right and do right by you. And this is why a lot of women can blatantly disrespect a man but still claim to love them.
I shouldn't argue with women because at the end of the day, their perception of the world is based on their feelings. They don't see facts. They see good, bad, fair, unfair, what should and what shouldn't be. You tell a woman 2 + 2 = 4 and she don't like you or 4, you just became a bigot, a homophobic, transphobic. You hate your mom. They don't argue to understand. They want you to know how they feel and they want you to validate how they feel. Anytime you listen to a woman talk, you tell them something, the first thing that come out of their mouth, that's mean, that's rude, that's not fair. Who cares if it's mean, rude, or unfair? It's a fact.
A lot of women are suffering in their marriages because they're fighting for control with their husbands. What is sad is now their husband is starting to be resentful, ignore them. Their husband does not care about their heart anymore. Their husband is not trying to please them anymore, and they're wondering what's happening because they're saying to themselves, I'm making sure the family is good. What is your issue? And it's because that man who has been created to be a leader has been pushed down and silenced. And I'm telling you what they're telling me. They're saying, Tara, I got emotions too. I got ambitions too, but I have a wife or I have this person, they don't want to hear me. They don't care about my opinions. And if my opinions go against theirs, then I'm supposed to submit to them. Ladies, you have to understand what's happening in society because of the past where men have abused that submission and have not treated them as partners. We have went all the way to the other side where now we are fighting for our leadership and we are fighting to be heard and we're fighting it to the point we're now treating them the same way.
Never let anything or anyone outside your home treat your man better than you do. If your man spends a lot of time outside the home, it's because he's being treated better outside the home, and that's on you. Men go where they feel honored and respected, and if that is not inside the home, he is not going to want to be there. When that man comes home, learn how to acknowledge him. And ladies, let the man get in the house.
Give him a minute to get in the house before you start bombarding him with questions and adding tasks and more weight onto his day. That is not how he wants to be greeted. And you can fix this. You can create an environment of warmth, love, peace, acknowledgement by the way you talk to him, by knowing when to talk and when to shut up, by the choice of words, by the tone at which you use when you're talking. You can fix this environment. Okay, don't let them bars keep your man in a headlock. All right, don't let them people at them bars or wherever he hangs out at treat him better than you do. Yes, he needs time away, but while he's away, you want him to be thinking about, I'm missing out at home because it's so much love and peace there. Fix your home so it's more welcoming, and I guarantee you he'll want to be there more often.
Respect is a husband's love language. I don't care what anybody else tells you. You have to know how to respect your husband if you want his love. And the number one thing, how to respect him, number one, listen to him. If he shares an idea, don't shut it down. Don't be the person that constantly nags or brings negative energy. Bring good energy. Respecting your husband is like you would your father or your boss. You know what respect is, and now you just have to translate it. So if your boss told you not to do something, you'd say, yes, boss, and you would not do it. If your father said, go to your room, you're not going out today, you'd say, yes, dad, I'm not going out today. It's the same respect that you take from those relationships and you apply it to your marriage. And when you do, you'll see your life is easier. Don't be that type of woman that's like, he's not my boss, he's not my father, blah, blah, blah. Yes, he is. He's all of those things in one. He's your father, your boss, your best friend, your husband, your lover, everything. That's the relationship of husband and wife. And you're the same. You're his wife, you're his mother, you're his friend, you're his lover. There's so many things that you are to him. If you want a healthy marriage, you have to understand this without fighting, without being stubborn, without being angry. Because trust me, if you want a happy marriage, you want your husband to love you, it has to start with respect.
I remember my grandfather telling me, God rest his soul, before he passed away, that men have four different appetites that you have to tend to. He said, men are not complicated. He said, I'm just going to break it down to you. He told me, he said, men have a physical appetite, a visual appetite, a sexual appetite, and an emotional appetite. And for a minute, I really didn't understand it when I was younger, but as I got older, it really started to click. It always stayed with me. He said, physically, you need to make sure that you know how to cook. And if you don't know how to cook, then find out how to cook. And if you can't, then at least have a meal on the stove or in the stove. By the time he gets there, that's warm, especially if that man is taking care of the household. He said, it don't take a lot of work. He said, it don't. And I watched my grandmother do it. I watched her do it, so I know that I'm capable. He said, a visual appetite. He said, keep yourself up. He said, if you're the only woman that this man is going to be with, at least keep yourself up. He said, because men still need to be stimulated visually, so that way they can crave you. He said, and yeah, he said, love will still be there. He said, and although your looks will fade, you the one woman that he wants to look at. Give him something. Excite him. Make him imagine something. Tease him. Right? And then there's a sexual. My grandfather told me, he said that, yes, visually you can stimulate a man. He said, but don't forget that men are sexual in nature. He said, and so they're going to want to do what they want to do to their woman. You're the only woman that he's sleeping with. You're the only woman that he desired. Take some time out of y'all day. He said, look, if y'all got to share the responsibilities, share the responsibilities. You both do things in the house so that way when the kids are down, y'all both can bathe and oil each other down and do what y'all need to do. He said, that's going to help y'all connect. And then last one. He said, men do have an emotional appetite. He said, all men want to feel is appreciated, understood, heard. That's it. He said, just listen to him. You don't got to talk much. Just listen. He always told me that men are not that complicated. He's absolutely right.
To please their man.
Well, I think whenever I hear a sister say that she don't like men, including our gay sisters, when they say, I can't stand men, I don't want no man, I'm tired of them, I'm moving on, and a lot of things, then they really haven't had a man, because there's nothing more satisfying than being able to please your man in the home, especially in regard to fixing his food, fixing his dessert, helping him dress, and just little small things that we can make him feel wanted. We have a man who everybody hates. We hate him. His mama hating, his family hating, the white police hating, the regular white men and white women hating. This is a man who is hated by everyone. The only solace that God made for him was us. And when it comes to us and can't get any sanctuary at all, then he don't have no life. And then they win, because what they want to do is to destroy him. and make us think that we are better than him, so that we will help the enemy destroy our own man that God gave us. We have the best man on earth. Everybody want him. He looked better than everybody. He's stronger than everybody. He is the best, the wisest, and the most beautiful. Now, of course, many of our men have been tricked by the enemy too. But since we are the mothers, we are the first face they see. We are the first person they talk to. We the first person to feed them. We do all of that and raise them up. And so if there's a silly man out here, he didn't grow up and be silly. He was silly as a little boy because his mother mismanaged him and didn't reparent him using the truth.
I used to think communication was the key. I was wrong. The key isn't communication. It's actually comprehension. You can communicate all you want to someone, but if they don't take the time to understand you and listen, that communication won't reach them the way you need it to be. I used to think communication was the key. I was wrong.
We not only know more about you, we've told everybody else about you. The black woman is the only woman in America who goes out publicly and talks about her man. We don't know what the Chinese man do. We don't know what he does, how he act in the house, how he deal with shit. We don't know that. We don't know what the Arabs do. It's a lot of people here. We don't know what those men do, the Latinos. So we don't know what they do, but everybody know what y'all do because we told them.
Man, so you are suggesting that a mate in the black community, a woman, that is culturally specific to the black community, that by and large, she is the only one that goes out and kicks the black man.
Kinda, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And it has made you more vulnerable to a lot of other criticism from other people, because the only way they know about you is through us, because you all not telling them, we tell them. And as you asked about the book, I wanted to level that playing field and let you all know more of what's going on. Now, some of it has backfired. You know, the book did produce Kevin Samuels, you know, my boy, and he's my spiritual son, I call him.
One of the greatest crimes perpetuated against black men specifically is the level to which their humanity and their hearts have been devalued, diminished, and dehumanized, and that they have become doing machines. The greatest value a black man has, in many instances, is what he can do for somebody. Right. And how he can do it, and how much he can do it, and how much he earns doing it. I mean, I hear it and see it among young people in the relationships, you know, oh, you're going to get my nails done, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that.
Right.
You know, they've been demeaned and devalued and dehearted,
right,
to the point where they value themselves based on what they can do.
Mm.
Fix it, get it, make it happen. And no place have I seen in our world does anybody tell black men how to be with themselves, how to be true to themselves, how to be with their feelings, how to be with their heart, you know? And it's criminal. So what happens is then they begin to do the things that are expected of them, and that's how they're evaluated. And then if they can't do that anymore, whether it's the job or pay the mortgage or whatever, then they're just cast off like socks in the corner.
Right.
Like,
right.
One of the greatest kryptonites for a man in general, black men specifically, is the feeling, the belief, the treatment that he is somehow inadequate.
Mm.
And when you devalue a man, he's going to feel inadequate. When you dehumanize him, when you deheart him, so then where does he go with that?
Right.
He's inadequate, and he doesn't serve a purpose because he can't do what you need him to do to make you feel better about yourself.
What's the purpose? What's the point?
What's the point? And that's why we have these incredible rises in suicide. Where right. in the world do we see them lifted, right. honored, I don't want to say respected. And here's what I hear in the back of my mind. So let me just go ahead and deal with it. Black women saying, well, look what they do. And look how they are. And look what they do. You know? And we unwittingly participate in the emasculation, the dehumanization, the devaluation, and the disheartening of black men because they didn't do it the way we wanted them to do it. Mm-hmm. Mothers, wives, girlfriends, sisters.
Maybe your man does not have a problem listening to you. He has a problem with how you say what you say when you're trying to make him listen to you. First of all, he doesn't like you trying to make him do anything. He's a grown man, right? Look, if you don't want him loud and ridiculous and demanding and up in your face when he's trying to get a point across to you, so why would he want to listen to you if you sound like you're his mama? Because it's not that he doesn't believe that you have valid points. You just need to learn how to express them differently. And look, we all get upset, we all get hyped, and we raise our voices if we're passionate about something. I understand that. But if that man is letting you know that you're getting out of hand, you're being too loud, he's also telling you that you're bordering disrespectful, and he's about to tune you out. You see, at this point, he's trying to let you know he's not going to engage in this conversation too much longer. Let me make it plain for you. You see, men have these built-in earplugs. I ain't crazy. I know what I'm talking about. And the moment they hear that disrespectful tone and you don't take a step back, you know, calm yourself down, those alarms in his head, they start blinking and making a whole bunch of noise. Disrespect, disrespect. And the earplugs open up and expand. And sometimes he don't even know what's happening. And when that happens, all he hears is blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. And
ladies, a lot of y'all have a problem with this. You have a problem with unforgiveness. You have a problem with him voicing his opinions. You have a problem with him telling you that he doesn't like certain things. You have a problem with pointing fingers at him. You have a problem with finding his faults. But yet, on the flip side of that, you have a huge issue with not dealing with your own shit. You always want to point the finger at him. You always want to find fault with him. But yet, he gives you grace. He gives you space to grow. He gives you space to do what you're supposed to do as a woman. But yet, when it comes to this man, what do? You don't give him grace. You don't forgive him. Even when you say you forgive him, you still bring up stuff from the past. But not only do you do this, you overlook time and time and time again the fact that he gave you grace. He gave you space to grow. He forgave you for stuff that you did. But yet when it comes to him, you find it so hard to forgive him. You find it so hard to give him grace. But yet you want him to act in a certain way. You want him to respect. You want him to accept the ways in which you act towards him. You want him to accept the ways in which you treat him. The number one thing, ladies, that you can do to fix things with your person is to look within yourself. You so busy looking at everybody else operating in their relationships. You so busy looking at everybody else, how they operate with their man. You so busy looking at everybody else and how they conduct themselves that you cannot focus on what's most important, and that is you fixing your bullshit. The more you dig out your shit, the more you fix the stuff that's going on inside of you internally, the better you will be for yourself and for him. But yet you look into him as the problem. But yet, how is it that you looking at him as the problem, but yet on the flip side, you want him to fix your problems?
And women today, like the modern woman, they want the aesthetics of what a man is, but they actually don't want a man because they don't want to be submissive. And I know that's a word thrown out there. Women get scared of that.
Explain what you mean by submissive. It was kind of weird.
Submissive as in respect. Being the peace, the calm, always, right? So if a lion is roaring, you have to learn how to quiet, you know? So it's just like, Women don't want to be submissive. Women don't want to be corrected. They don't want that. So there's a false sense of, let's say, independence that's been created. And a lot of women thrive with that saying, I'm independent, I can do this, I can do that. But the truth about it is that you need a man. And we have to come to that realization. We're the only nation of women that say they don't need a man. And you have all these other nations, those women aren't saying that because they know the greatness and the importance of a man being around, not just financially, but for beyond that. It's beyond finances. It's for the structure. It's for the balance.
So you see and hear all these things that's on this plate, fellas. What do you want on your plate? You hear some of these sisters, because I always say, where these sisters at? Talking this knowledge, talking this wisdom. And once I hear them, I let them say what they say. Only a woman can listen to another woman. Because when a man say it, they think they don't have no point, and they just women bashing. And then you hear all these things that these women are saying. And then you got these up boys talking about a man don't pay up this and a man don't do that and a man's supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's why they up boys. We already know the position and everything had changed. We already know we in a lot of foolery and mess. We already know that we in crafty counsel and uninformed. And now we have to make steps to be better. This is what I'm talking about, being better. You know, we make mistakes and we grow from them. But when you make a mistake, we want to make a mistake, then we grow from it, and then we don't do it no more. But we continue rolling in mess. You are your mess. You know, I have, you know, felt a different type of way towards a female. And valid points was made, and I see those valid points. I already seen them way beforehand. Because now, you know, as we see it, and as we go out in this world, and I see a lot of mess and what's going on, and you already know it's a trick hat between the man, the black man, and the black woman, and you don't want to be a part of that trick hat. So sometimes you got to see what's on your plate. Some things you put on your plate, you take a taste of it and feel like, no, I don't want that. It's not ready for me. It's not right for me. You give me heartburns. So now we got to realize how we as a nation of men and women, how we need to think to develop our nation. In order to develop our nation, we got to find the faults and the things and the triggers so that we can work on it. We do this out of love. We do this out of concern. We do this out of information. And we do this out of want to build our nation and stop depending on another nation. You know, we here, and I told y'all, and I keep telling y'all, the black man in America got a badder, is it a word, badly, or however you want to call it, worsely, however you want to say it. We got it worse than any other man in this world. Everybody's fighting us, even our black women. We came in America into slavery and captivity, going against the Caucasian man and the Caucasian woman. Now we come out of slavery and we got to fight the Caucasian man, the Caucasian woman, the other nation, plus our women. And you heard this from other women that says this about how black women are helping bring down black men. They may not know it knowingly, but because you don't know it knowingly, the process is still going on. Black man, rise up. When you come to that table, observe that plate. Look at that plate. Turn that plate. Even smell that plate. Because if you take that plate can give you indigestion. That plate can make your mouth water and want some more. Or that plate to have you going to the toilet every 5 minutes. What plate you gonna take?
Baby girl, I have to be gentle. I'ma pull up in a rental.